Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Binge all episodes of The Last City ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
No matter how much you harvest and give away,
thank you.
Because they don't really have like a season. Mm-hmm. They just keep producing mm-hmm. all year round.
Right. Somebody came over and they're like, I don't want to take too many. I was like, do you see the tree? And do you see all the little green balls still on the tree that are coming in now? Please take a million. So, yeah.
As many as you yeah. can.
Everyone's got their thing.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Fanatics. I am Claire Kramer, and I am here with my lovely and beautiful co-host, David Magadoff. Hi, David.
Ah, shucks. Hi, Claire. How are you today on this beautiful, for us, it's a Tuesday. Just FYI.
You know, I am fantastic. How are you doing, David?
I'm doing pretty great. As you know, there is a tiny Magadoff cooking in the wife's tum-tum, and this is pretty exciting for us.
This is very exciting. David's having a baby. Do you want to reveal the gender, David?
It's a little lady.
Oh, girls are the best.
Girls are the best.
Say that because I am a girl. So yeah. I can affirmatively say girls are the best. Well, congratulations. I'm excited to meet the little Magadoff. We have a few yes. more months. But you know
about her, that's for sure. I don't even know her yet.
You will the time will come quickly, and then you will have a long time before you even want to be away from her, I imagine. But anyway, today on Fanatics, we actually have another guest other than David's almost baby. we're going to welcome Keston John to the show today. You guys know Keston. He played Daryl James on the CW's In the Dark. He's in the new Avatar movies, The Good Place, Brotherhood, and he's just a general, you know, awesome, all-around awesome guy. David, you're friends with him, right? You've known him forever?
I've known him for a real long time. He's such a sweetheart. He has a little girl, too. And he says such cute things about her that got me so excited, and we'll get to all that. But Keston, not only is he going to talk about his love of plants today, what? We'll get to that in a sec. But I used to run an improv company called Monkey Butler many moons ago, and he met his now wife doing that. All of you who know the Enneagram, I'm an Enneagram 2, as is Claire, and us Enneagram 2s love, and it warms my heart knowing that the two of them met through something that I had something to do with. And that's,
well, I believe that like after you set up three marriages, you solidify your place in heaven. So I guess this is your way of like, you know, rectifying all those evil, horrible things you do in your personal life.
I do terrible things.
I'm just kidding, David. You're like the sweetest guy ever.
No, you don't know. I let my cat eat a mouse the other day in full. So I was like, is that a bad thing or is that just nature?
Well, that's nature. Okay. You know, that's the circle of life, as they say in The Lion King.
They do. They sing it.
You know, I mean, if Simba says it, must be true.
So hold on, Claire. At my wedding, two people got together and also got married. So I'm just one away.
Wait, two people or two or four people, two couples.
A man and a woman.
Okay.
In this instance, one was a bartender.
Okay.
And then a girl who was our guest. They met at our wedding and then since have gotten married. So I'm one away from my
You're
ticket to heaven.
There.
Is this what it is?
The clock is, you know, at around 7 o'clock, if you're going to use that as a pie. The pizza maker, the pizza is on its way out of the restaurant to your house. One more marriage Ooh. And you're in.
Yes. All right.
Anyway, let's get back to Keston. Keston loves plants, and I learned a lot in this episode. So let's go ahead and give it a listen.
Plant yourself and open those ears. Enjoy.
Sprout your mind.
Have you ever thought about planting a pomegranate tree, Keston?
Yes. Yeah, actually. pomegranate is probably the next one. If I can find some yard to do it in, that's yes. Yeah.
Can I give you a heads up, though?
What?
The heads up is you will look at a fairly barren tree for half of the year, but it will produce one of the most expensive fruits to buy in the supermarket.
See?
There's a correlation. You know, there's a positive and a negative.
Yeah, and they're very difficult to harvest. But if you, like, turn them over and you tap them, you know, tons of pomegranate. No.
I think you're right.
My wife loves pomegranate.
Ready.
Trust me. That's the next one.
All right. Okay. I have a pomegranate tree. So I can help you out here, Keston. Okay. I can give you some seeds to work with. But today, obviously, we're talking about your fanaticism for plants.
Yeah.
Okay, give us the overview. How do you define your love for plants? What does that encapsulate?
My Instagram is mostly plant accounts. It's like there's like Planty, there's like Planty Club, there's a bunch of different plant Instagrams that I follow. And I'm like, they all make reels and they dance with their plants and they do like TikTok versions of things with their plants and talk about watering and overwatering and yeah. So all the things that you would see on normal Instagram, it happens with the plants.
what do you mean they dance with their plants? Can you define that for me?
I mean, you just, you know, you know that song that's like, there's a song that's like, my money don't jiggle, jiggle, it folds. Uh-huh. So people take their plants and they're like dancing with it and like cleaning it. There's cleaning days, you know, you have to have your regiment with, you know, you got to make sure the leaves aren't dusty. You got to, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. You got to have your right.
Wait, what? Okay, you just blew my mind because I'm not even sure I dust my house. So dusting a plant, that's like very dialed in for me. Okay, Keston, how many plants do you have? What's the interior and exterior of your own home like?
So indoors, I have right now 15 plants and I'm looking at two more. There's a couple like allocations that I want to get. And my wife's like, where are we going to put those? And then out.
Are those big plants, an alocasia?
They can be big. Like I have one called an African mask and it's pretty small. But then I have like elephant ears. You know what elephant ears? It looks like an elephant ear. That one's.
Is that the fiddle leaf fig?
No. That fiddle leaf fig is different. I have that too.
Me too.
Yeah. So that one's growing pretty big. And I was really bummed when I got back from Canada for 6 months because people were supposed to be watering it, but they're just like overwatering it.
Oh, you can't trust anybody.
Oh, no,
yourself.
No, you really
That's
have
the worst
to
thing
just...
about plants.
But yeah, there's a whole thing. So
okay,
indoors,
so 15,
probably 15
to 16 inside.
Yeah. And I'm planning two more.
And then walk me out. What's happening outside?
Outside, I have two avocados that I'm growing. My wife got me, she's going to let me do another varietal because most people only know like the avocado that you get in the grocery store. They're like, I have Charwell avocado growing outside. That's a Hawaiian avocado. It's supposed to be so good. I have Reed avocado. They're big, like softballs. And so that's growing outside. We have grapefruit tree. I take care of all these. I like every day, I like go and I walk and I talk and my daughter talks to them and she's like, grow lemons. Cause there's a lemon tree. We have a lemon tree. We have a Meyer lemon tree outside. It's super sweet. And so that one hasn't had a huge harvest. So, you know, working on that. What else? Did I say orange? We have orange. And then outside of that, I mean, I still take care of like all my hedges. I was like hedge. And then I'm really obsessed about the grass too. I was pretty bummed because, like, my sprinklers in the back stopped working. And I'm like, no, my grass is dying. Like, grass, oh, I mean, it's no. all plants. It's all, like...
It happens fast in California, yes. too. Like, you miss that sprinkle window for a couple of days. You know, we're only supposed to water twice a week right now, yeah. anyway. And that does not happen. It's brown. Yeah. Almost instantaneously.
Yeah, so I'll be replanting that soon. But
Keston, yeah. what was the origin story of the plants? What was plant... Zero. Who's patient zero?
I don't know. In here, in my house, probably the fiddle leaf. It's like sort of like the beautiful, like, green sort of plant that, but I also grow, like, I didn't tell you guys, I grow avocado from seed. So I have probably five or six seedlings out back, just like small to much bigger, you know, like,
are you selling them?
No. It's just to, like,
I'm this close to buying an avocado seedling from you because you're waxing
He's
so poetic
gift
about it.
To you. See, sharing is caring.
You don't
pay for it.
You don't really want to buy a seedling because, like, I mean, you may never get fruit. It's like 15 to 20 years. It's just a fun hobby. Like, I have them growing as some of them. I'm growing them up so they can be houseplants. Like, it's a beautiful plant. Oh. So, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where did this start, Keston?
How did you get into, like, plants?
I don't know. I think it's just, like, something to care for, something to love, like, something to, I have a cat that I inherited through marriage, and I love our cat, Lady Jane, but, I mean, I wouldn't choose a cat. Like, for me, it'd be plants or a dog or something. Like, I just love taking care of them. I'm like, okay, too much water. I put my finger in the soil. Okay, no, top 2 inches is still a little moist. Let's not overwater. Like, I'm just obsessed with taking care of them. I think that's where it started. And honestly, like, when I'm outside and I'm, like, in that, it just, I feel at peace. That's really what it is. Like, I can be outside just, like, picking grapefruit. We have a grapefruit with 200 grapefruit still on it right now. And I did a massive pick at 4th of July and we call neighbors and I don't know, like, fruit you can eat, like, that's so awesome. And, like, when the avocados grow up, like, we're gonna have, like, hundreds of avocados. Of course, we'll have a massive tree in our front yard that I'll have to figure out how to trim, but yeah, whatever.
200 grapefruit.
There's 200 grapefruit on the tree.
That sounds
right now.
Like the tree will fall down because grapefruits are so heavy. I'm like, that's a heck of a tree.
I know.
I have a grapefruit tree. Also, and it is, like, no matter how much you harvest and give away,
thank you.
They're all because they don't really have, like, a season. Mm-hmm. They just keep producing mm-hmm. all year round.
Right. Somebody came over and they're like, I don't want to take too many. I was like, do you see the tree? And do you see all the little green balls still on the tree that are coming in now? Please take a million. So, yeah.
As many as you can.
Yeah.
So do you prefer tending to indoor versus exterior plants? Mm. Or what is, like, how does that process differentiate for you?
So indoor plants, I think, are a little bit more finicky because a lot of indoor plants are supposed to be in whatever region they're supposed to be in. So, like, you know, for instance, the Monstera and the Alocasias, they're all, like, South American sort of. They're supposed to be, like, people put humidifiers near them and, you know what I mean, to get that humidity level. So I prefer, honestly, I don't know, you get to dawdle a little bit more over indoor plants. Like, I spray them every day, like, mist their leaves, because I don't do the humidifier just because I don't want to run up electricity over a plant. I'm just like, mm-hmm. I'll spray it every day. So I spray it like once or twice a day. Me and my daughter, we go around and we spray all the plants. And then, you know, you have your cleaning schedule. So those gloves that people use to, like, sort of, you know, clean themselves or whatever, you use it to, like, wipe the leaves to make sure they're getting the appropriate amount of sunlight because dust gets on the leaves. And so then you got to do that, put fertilizer in their water. You know, it's little things like that. And then you got to cut. It hurts, but that helps them grow.
That is the most difficult concept for me. The shearing and the cutting.
Oh, trust me.
Yes.
Trust me.
Yeah. How do you deal with that, like, emotionally? Because you're cutting what you love.
I know.
Do you have a journal? Do you have a cry rag?
It hurts so much. It hurts so much. But you know what? I feel like the way that I get around it is, like, if you cut below the node, you can regrow that as a cutting. So you're
propagate.
Yeah, you can propagate it. Exactly. You can use some other growing medium to sort of sphagnum moss or whatever you're going to use to sort of make it a new plant. So that's like you're creating a new plant.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Do you give plants as a gift to other people?
I do. Yeah, yeah.
But do you feel like you're foisting your passion on other folks, or do you think they appreciate it because they know it's coming from you, the plant man?
I think sometimes they appreciate it, and sometimes they're like, you gave me this burden. Like, it depends on if they love plants too or not, but I try and like get them excited. Like, I always give fruit plants. Everybody loves fruit. People want to grow a fruit tree. You know what I mean? So, I have friends who just moved into a house, so I brought them an orange tree, and as opposed to like something else. Like, I just went to Home Depot and I like, you know, whatever. Home Depot gets their trees from good nurseries, by the way. At least this one by me. So I went to Home Depot.
My fiddle leaf from Home Depot has been rocking for 5 years.
See? Do you cut it, David?
I don't. But I think if I showed you a photo, you would be very impressed.
Nice.
I have learned the key to the fiddle leaf is once a week I water it and I rotate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to rotate your plants.
Just a couple of degrees,
yeah.
Not a lot,
yeah.
But you have to rotate.
Yeah,
it. Someone taught me that, and it's like the happiest tree.
100%, 100%. Also, if you get some scissors, you can like sort of scrape off a little bark. It's a way of, without cutting, it's a way of trying to create new branches. So you just scrape off a little bark. You scrape off a little bark. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but it's worth a shot. I mean, you're not harming the plant by doing so, but. Yeah.
I'm learning.
Yeah.
As I should with you here today.
Yeah.
Now, have you ever gone to someone's house, given them an orange tree, and then like, hey, I'm going to come visit. And like, you're really not visiting them. You're just visiting the tree.
Well, it's the worst when you do that and the plant's almost dead and you're like, oh, okay. Like I gave my mom an avocado, and then where we're from in Grenada, there's a type of mango called the Julie. There's different kinds of mangoes. There's probably millions of varieties of different, you know, mangoes and avocado, whatever. So I gave her a Brogdon avocado, which is a Florida avocado. There's different, you know, realms that they're from. So Mexican avocado, that's the one that is more creamy and more like has that oil content. But then obviously you get the watery avocados, and those are not my favorite, but those are more South American avocados. So yeah, anyway, so I gave my mom these two plants, and I gave her this guide that was like, this is how you plant it and blah, blah, blah. She's like, boy, I plant many plants in my life, you know, whatever, you know? And so I go back and it's like got grass around it. Grass steals nutrients. So you need to create like room around the plant so that it has room to do its thing. But they were dead. they were dead.
More dead.
Yeah.
How is your feeling with plants that flower, you know, roses, or I have a real tough time with orchids. So I'm curious, like, how does a plant that doesn't flower or fruit differ from, you know, like a plant that's basically like a visual plant,
yeah,
not an edible plant?
So I love those, especially if they're like California natives, because then they bring the butterflies and the bees, and then they do more for my edible plants. But honestly, like, I feel like my grandfather always used to be like, a plant has to have purpose. It's like if it doesn't have food or whatever. I don't believe that. I sort of think as long as it's like I have bamboo out front in my house and that's going because it doesn't do anything. It just grows everywhere. And that's not
my bamboo
everywhere.
And I just are in a daily fight. I
hate the bamboo. It's going.
It's a relentless plant.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't love all plants. They have to have some sort of like purpose, food or beauty or, you know, I mean, I guess the bamboo is beautiful, but it's invasive.
Keston, when you're out of town or on a trip and Lacey, your wife, is home with children, is she like, ah, fuck me, now I have to take care of all of these plants? Or is she like, no, I love it, I'm fine? Because you probably have such a schedule and such a routine.
Yeah. So when I'm out of town, the plants definitely don't get as much love. But I send, I leave and send instructions like, hey, did you do this? Did you do that? No, she's definitely like, damn it. Like, I have to. She doesn't want to take care of those plants. Like, it's not her thing. Like, even when I was the other day, I was like, oh, I want to get this. There's this plant called, I can't exactly remember what it's called. It doesn't matter. It's got the longest leaves. Queenium and king something. Anyway, they're both the similar plants, but they're like just slightly different. One's like called queen and one's called king. Anyway, I want to get one for like the room, and because I love their long leaves. But people take care of these plants for like, you know, one leaf can take you like a year to grow. Like, there, it's not a fast growing plant. So one of my monsteros that I bought, I went into a shop and they were like $1,200. And I literally, wow. I texted my wife. Oh yeah, it gets expensive. I texted my wife. I was like, ? Please. And she's like, no. And so I went on Etsy and I ordered a Monstera Albo from, I forget exactly where, but somewhere overseas. And it got here and it was in beautiful condition. It had four leaves and it was only like $300. I know that sounds like a lot for a plant, but go on Etsy right now and look up Monstera Albo. Like, you could, there are $25,000 plants on Etsy. So
was this one of the plants that you discovered following like the plant hashtags?
Yes.
And what are the plant hashtags? I need to know.
I mean,
I'm looking at this plant. It is a very, if you're going to spend $300 to $1,200 on a plant, it is a beautiful leaf. It is like white and green.
Yeah.
And like, you know what? I look at plants. I don't know how you feel, Keston. I look at plants sometimes and I think that is enough to believe in God.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not being silly. Like, I feel like the design of just all the thousands and thousands of plants and the way that it's like, some leaves just look literally painted.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, there's got to be like some design behind this. I don't know what it is, you know, put your own spin on the religion, but like, that gets me.
Oh.
Like a leaf, like that leaf that you just bought, I get it.
1,000%. People buy just the leaf with just a few strands hoping to propagate. Like, yeah, I love the way, like, I mean, that's another thing, the houseplants, I love the way they look. So like, I have that one. I have one called Pink Princess, and that one is like, it's pink leaves. And the variegation, that's what the white or the pink is variegation. That's what they call it. So that part of the plant can't create chlorophyll. So it's actually like, I guess, sort of bad not to have to have more variegation, but that's what people want. People want the leaf to be all white, knowing that like a half white leaf, well, that white part of it, it's not, you know, helping the plant grow. So yeah, no.
The pink one's beautiful.
Yeah, pink princess is like, we have
it
on our table.
You mentioned your grandfather saying like a plant has to have purpose, which I love, and I'm picturing him in my head saying that to like a little you.
Yeah.
Like, I agree. What was your history with, you know, is he the one who sort of got you into? I think it's a learned skill, like what you're doing with plants.
Yeah.
I don't have it, so I'm curious. Like, how did you grow up? How did this all begin?
So I would say, if I have to think about it, like when I would go to Grenada and spend time with him, my grandmother and my grandfather, they have tons of land in Grenada. And so they plant nutmeg, sive and thyme. They have they were so big that they're selling to stores, you know, and in that kind of realm. And they had people picking for them and things like that. So, like, yeah, I mean, that following him around and getting in his little like Land Rover and whatever and just like going to the different picks or whatever, that probably had something to do with my love for all of it. My grandmother, even she really loves, I don't know if she loves it in the same way I do. It was more of like a, this is a way to make money, but, but,
that's a love.
Yeah. That's probably where it came from.
And how has passing this along to your daughter been? Is she into it also?
Yes. Yeah. She's like,
love that.
She's like, can I please, she wants to water with me, and she overwaters, and then it's way too wet. So what I did is I got her a little plant for her room. And it's actually doing really well for a plant that gets barely, like, you know, because, like, I don't know, she just keeps that little, we keep that little blind closed because in the afternoon, like, the sun is blazing in that portion. Of course, at night, it's not getting any light. But I looked at the other day and I was like, for a plant that doesn't get as much light as the rest of the plants, like, it's doing really well. And so she'll pour a little water into it. She loves it. She loves it. And she follows me around. It's pretty cool. Like, it's pretty cool.
That's really
her
sweet.
Learning how to care and love for plants. Like, yeah, yeah.
So when a plant dies, is this like a learning lesson for her sometimes? Even if it's just your plant, it's not her fault.
Right.
But like, you're like, oh, what happened to that plant? Does she get sad, or are you much sadder?
Oh, I'm much sadder than she is. I mean, I guess like she has some. We planted strawberries together. And so she's got strawberries out back and she's got little flowers in between. And over the weekend, we went to kids' birthday parties. We did a bunch of different things it was super hot over the weekend. And I didn't water. And, you know, she's not going to water. And so she's three. And so she's almost four. So, yeah, it when I came back, they were not dead, but like wilting. And like some of the berries had pretty much like started to, you know, get burned or whatever. And I was just like, oh, man, they're burned. And she's like, it's OK. They still taste good. You know what I mean? She's just like so optimistic about it. And I was just like, but it's wilting and dying.
She's rubbing your back.
Yeah. She's like, they still taste like, good. It's like, do they? So, yeah, no, it's good. It's good.
All right, Keston. So we're at the point where I love to get into the why. So this is where I put like my little like pop, you know, psychology hat 101 on and go, why? Because I'm a plant lover too. Uh-huh. And I think my plants grow really nicely. You are a real plant person.
I'll show you some at the end if you want.
Oh, yes. Oh, give us a tour.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll share online.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, if you were your own therapist on this, why do you think, if you had to dig a little bit, we don't have to go like, I don't want you, you know, if you cry, we're here for you. Don't worry. It's all good. We've had people cry in the podcast before, actually.
Yeah.
Why do you think you love, because you're saying taking care of, there are people who hate taking care of things,
right.
Who, let alone a cat or a plant, like the last thing they want to take care of is a plant. But you're like, I love it.
Yeah.
Is there something deep, deep, deep down that says maybe you wanted to be taken care of? As a kid, or I don't know, what would you think?
I don't know. Like, I would say the only thing I can think is like, in the industry that we're in, like it's very difficult to necessarily like have control over something from the beginning to the end of its completion. And so when you grow a plant, even from seed or, you know, plant a little. You know, you can a little plant. You can see that what you're putting into it is actually like having a direct effect to this plant, and it's now growing because of your love, because of you. You know, holding off on watering and saying, okay, well, you know, there's a direct one to one, whereas there's not a direct one to one with a lot of things in life, especially. What we do, you know, it's like, oh, I've put together this many auditions. It doesn't matter. You may book zero of those. And the one that you don't care about that you're like, whatever, that's the one you're going to book. So maybe it's just a little bit of control. Maybe it's just a little bit of like being able to control that element of my world. Because in the morning when I wake up, I'll make a little breakfast and then I go walk. I do my rounds, you know, checking on leaves, you know. And I mean, everything from like, oh, the avocado. A lot of people don't know avocado. They need a lot of light, but they burn easily. So you got to give them. I put a little like this powder in water and give them like basically sunblock. Because in the wild, they grow under canopies of bigger avocado trees. Anyway, long story short, I have my rounds. I do, you know, I do everything for the plants. Give them a little bit of nutrients if they need it. They're turning a little yellow, you know. So it's just like that ability to care for something from start to end.
Mm-hmm. I think that's great. Claire and I definitely relate to that as in this industry. It's like exactly what you put in is not always what you get out. Yeah. And I would argue in the positive way, I think it's probably the way you're talking about it feels less control. Because there are people, I think, who could speak to control on it. I think for you, it's less control and more exactly that, what you were saying. Like, I'm going to put in this amount of love and I'm actually going to receive and see that amount of love return because you are so confident in a good way and know how to care for these things. Yeah. What a blessing you get to get back from these things. Less about control. Actually, I think it's more like, hey, you know, cause and effect. Yeah. I'm going to do this and I know I'm going to get that. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be pleased at the outcome. The tree looks happy, right? Trees look happy.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's you know the tree's happy. It's a living thing. Yeah. So you are, everybody wins.
Green
you're happy.
Leaves,
your
fruit,
family looks at a tree. Your friend comes over and says, what a nice tree.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You give neighbors fruit. Like everybody that comes over gets grapefruit, oranges. Like, oh, those are the best oranges. I'm like, oh, yeah, we're all out. There's no more on the tree. You got to wait for the next harvest. December. So yeah. No, I think you're right. I think it's just an ability to put love in and get love back out in a different way. And also to like, I don't know, like I want to plant, there's a piece, I don't really have much grass left that isn't covered by big trees. So, but there's a fruit called a fuerte. I mean, it's an avocado, but it's supposed to be one of the most delicious avocados. And I'm actually really excited about planting it because sometimes they don't do a harvest every year. So you're like, oh, will I get harvest? Will I, you know, whereas the A varietals of avocado, they typically harvest every year. You're, you know, anyway, so yeah. I'm probably going to plant that on a piece of land, on a piece of strip, you know, the strip of grass between the sidewalk. I'm just going to plant that there.
Yes.
I'm planning to plant that there. And who cares? Like, it's just grass right now anyways. So I'm going to plant that there.
It's yours. Yeah. It's like, you don't get any money for it, but Los Angeles City loves to say that's yours to take care of.
Exactly. So I'm going to do that. And then maybe I'll run some irrigation to it so it doesn't die.
I'm curious, have you visited Sequoia National Forest and like General Sherman and these massive sequoia trees?
Yes. Yeah. No,
that's a big one.
What is that? What, like, for me, that is such a humbling experience to stand amongst those, you know, trees that have been around for so, so long.
Humongous.
How did you feel when you went into the forest?
Oh, man. Just being able to, like, walk and see a tree that is bigger than an automobile. Like, that's, I don't know, small, but, like, also, like, wow. Like, it's a wondrous place. Like, absolutely wondrous. I mean, I think what I'm feeling is, like, I like to just be in nature. Like, being there, like, I remember we had done this really long bike ride, got an Uber Lyft because we were like, this is too difficult of a bike ride, and got an Uber to get there. And then we were just like, this is so worth it. This is so worth it. So, yeah.
All right, Keston. My last question for you before we do this beautiful love letter is, has anyone given you a plant and you're like, oh, okay.
Let me think. No one. Honestly, I take plants like this. Like, thank you so much. For a while there, it was like everybody who was leaving California that was like, oh, here, give it to the plant guy. You know, like giving me plants. No, I mean, I often just take plants or give plants. No one's given me a plant that was like, I do have a kind of a, my wife She was a little annoyed with me when we were in Canada, obviously because I didn't have any of my plants. So I was like, well, I'm just going to buy some. And so Monstera is very expensive there because it's not, I mean, it's Canada. It's like what would be like a $15 plant is now like $45 for this little tiny guy, you know? So I bought all these plants and I told her, well, I'm just going to give them to the owner when we leave because he's so nice. Like he's so nice. And we're leaving and I'm like, yeah, I'm taking these. And it's like, he's not getting them. So I put them in my suitcase and some in a bag. And so I get to customs and they're like, do you have anything to report? And I was like, no. He's like, I see leaves sticking out of this handbag. And he's like, you do have something to report. Do you have anything else in your bag? So I was like, yeah, I have all these plants that I bought, but like, it's fine. Cause, and they were like, no. So I took them and they confiscated them. They confiscated them. So I should have given them to the owner. So I just hope that security guard, or he's not a security guard, he's like an official like customs officer. I just hope that he's taking care of my plants. Because I was like, please take care of them. Like
the nicest TSA break room in all of Toronto, right? Is that one. They're like, right? Wow, your plants are here. It's so great. You're like, thank you. I confiscated them, right. But I've become a plant daddy.
Gosh.
Keston, this has been an absolute joy and a treasure, much like yourself.
Oh,
can you
thanks
please
for having
regale
me.
Us with a love letter to that which you love?
Dear plants, thank you so much for filling me up with love that I get to share back with you. And thank you to my wife who lets me enjoy in the love of those plants and brings even more in, and hopefully, crossing fingers, I'll get to bring in a few more. We're a good pair, me and you, plants. So thank you. Signing off, Keston, with love.
Beautiful.
I love it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
So I mentioned it briefly in the intro, but I said, you know, it was so sweet that Keston walks around his house and his yard with his daughter, and they do the rounds together, and she's 3 years old. And I started immediately thinking about my unborn daughter and what sweet moments that can be for me and her. I hope she enjoys it because I too have a large yard and a number of plants inside that I very much am thoughtful. I don't have as many as Keston, but those that I have, I am very thoughtful about them. And I do get the compliment on the occasion from a friend or two saying, wow, your plants look really nice. And that does mean a lot to me. So I really relate to that. And what a sweet thing to do with your kiddo. Do you do these little sweet things like that at different ages with all of your children, Claire?
Yes. I've never really been, David, how do I say it, a plant person. I have one ginormous jade plant on my front porch because people are like, those that's are nice. The money plant. And I'm like, I need to, like, I water that shit. It is taken care of, that jade plant. And it's like, it's like the size of, you know, I'm putting a beach ball. Like, I'm putting my arms together, and that's how big the plant is. It's nice and big because I want that much money. You know?
They're huge. But I have a couple.
Yeah, they can grow. In terms of like, no, I basically have to yell at my kids to water the plants nowadays. It's not it's not a sweet thing, but I do have sweet memories of that age, 2, 3, 4, before they become fully humans that rebel. And I do remember watering plants with them. So, yes. I have a lot of like fruit plants or trees. I was thinking I have on my yard, I have a lemon tree. I have a fig tree. I'm going around this way. So I have a lemon tree. I have a fig tree. I have a pomegranate tree. I have a giant grapefruit tree.
Wow.
I have a tangelo tree.
Ooh.
And an apple tree.
You have a farm.
I do.
This is
and
a farm.
I love it. This is what I love about Southern California.
Yeah.
Like, I love the fact that, you know, we do. We have all these great, you know, fruits grown on the home. I planted an avocado tree. It did not take. It died.
You have a very vegetarian diet for the apocalypse.
Right. Yes, I'm good.
You're good. What's so sweet, too, is, and Claire, I'm curious your thoughts. You know, when us actors travel, and he's been doing, you know, he just finished up the final season of CW's In the Dark, which was such a hit for them and such a great gig for him. And he shot all of that in Canada. Are you someone who likes to spruce up a place when you're traveling? We bought a couple of plants when we were doing Boston Dexter time last year. And it is an interesting thing to buy the plant because it does feel like a real, like a commitment. Because you're like, at the end, what do I do with this? Just like he had that. But it is such a, it also makes it a home. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, my thoughts are when I'm traveling, I want zero responsibilities. So,
sure.
So, you know, if I'm staying at a hotel, I'll throw the towel on the floor because in that moment, it's not my job to do the, hang the towel up and, you know, take it and wash it and launder it and make sure that towel is available for 8 other people to use. So I'm good without responsibility when I'm traveling. However, I do like to have plants at my own home. And this episode in particular, Keston, you should know you have inspired me to take better care of my plants and my trees and my grass even. Because grass is living too. I mean, that was kind of sad when he's like burning the grass. I'm like, oh, I hope I don't burn my grass. You know, sounds bad.
There's a lot of types of grass in the world. Some you can burn and that's
some
a
you
good
can
thing.
Burn. You know, we didn't even broach that topic because the number one plant that people now like to grow
in their home,
obviously, is the marijuana plant. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. That seems like, again, a big commitment to me.
That's when we have to get Doug Benson back for that episode.
Yeah,
about growing,
we need to know about that.
He's going to be like, can we just talk about musicals again? Speaking of, we're mentioning the Doug Benson episode where he talks about getting high and going to musicals. And he's been to like 500 musicals. That's crazy. But what a wonderful episode that you can listen to, as well as all of our wonderful episodes, of which we have many, guys. Many, many, many. And please enjoy, like, subscribe, 5 stars, all the things. Share with a friend. Share with a frenemy. Maybe that frenemy will turn into a friend. Or maybe it'll push them into pure enemy territory. Either way, it'll change your relationship. But our relationship is always going to be the same. We love you. Claire and I love each other. And thanks for listening.
Bye.
And before we let you guys go, let me tell you about a super special action-packed next week's episode. What? We're beginning a brand new campaign series, March Along the Waters. I don't know what we call this. I'm just very excited. It's Star Trek Lower Decks Season 3 A-Thon with Fanatics. We're having every cast member come on, or pretty much every cast member. I think we got them all. We're figuring it out as we go along. It's going to be a lot of them, guys. We got Noelle Wells. You know her as Ensign Tendi on Star Trek Lower Decks. You also know her from Season 1 of Master of None. I love that season. And of course, Saturday Night Live. Guys, she's coming on to talk about, well, her favorite thing, the Beatles. And then we have on most wonderful people coming on after that. We got Jerry O'Connell coming on, guys. It's going to be a very special time. We're going to do little intros, talking about the episodes, doing some recaps for you. I'm already excited. Goosebumps aplenty. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to Fanatics, a Roddenberry podcast.
For more episodes and info, head over to wearefanatics.com or tweet your Fanatics thoughts and stories at wearefanatics.
Yes, that's We Are, F-A-N-A-D-D-I-C-T-S. Our show is hosted by Claire Kramer and me, David Magadoff.
Produced by me, Claire Kramer, and Kelsey Goldberg. Executive producers Trevor Roth and Rod Roddenberry.
Our sound engineer and editor is Elizabeth Joy Windham. And you can thank Stephen Mudd for our theme song.
Catch us next Thursday for another Fanatics episode.
I got 200 grapefruits on my tree. I got 200 grapefruits on my tree. I got 200 grapefruits on my tree. So help me eat them.
I will, David. I will help you eat all of them.
Are you tired of dating assholes? Do you want a Prince Charming? If so, we're filming a reality show. Sign up here.
12 American women are flown over to the UK for a bachelor-style reality dating show.
There are so many questions about a show like this because it's so odd.
These women have been told that they were going to be dating the world's most eligible bachelor, Prince Harry.
What? Y'all playing with me, right?
You can binge The Bachelor of Buckingham Palace exclusively on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.